Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. This is me. And the music won't start. Yeah, it will. This is so cool. Nobody in the world has this but me. So I'm not going to tell you where I live. Yeah, Frankie. Nobody knew that. Okay, guys. That's enough. Thanks, Frankie, for starting off. Yes, everybody, my special guest is an international known author, humorist, and workshop leader for the past 26 years. And he's 27 years old. I'm only joking. And performs as Swami Beyondananda, a.k.a. Steve Behrman, the Cosmic Comic. He's author. Marianne Williamson has called him the Mark Twain of our generation. I wish we had some clapping going on, but you can clap over there. That doesn't matter.
Oh, we have the sound of no hands clapping. I like that. That's very spiritual.
Yes, it's because they're so silent. Silence is golden, they say.
Oh, we are showered with gold right now, golden silence, and the space of nothing, which is where everything comes from.
You know, talking about nothing, this is my saying, do nothing, accomplish everything.
That's my looking to do that too. You know, somebody, years ago, a psychic told me that nothing would make me rich, so I am selling boxes of nothing in the hopes that she was right.
You know what? She is right. You're very rich in your soul, and that's the most important, isn't it?
Oh, actually, you know what? I have to have my soul rehealed.
You know what? Go to the bank with your soul and cash some, get some whatever. Listen, just wanted to start off with just like the secret. You know, you can spend a life trying to be one with the great spirit or simply focus on love and realize you already are.
That's right. You know, a lot of people out there have been pursuing happiness, and at one point they just stop and go, you know what? I think I may have outrun it.
You know, you're right. You're absolutely right, Swami. Talking about happiness, I'm going to get right to that happiness point here. Here we are. This is saying to have a happier life, okay? And it's nothing to do with money. So we must practice gratitude. It's a great attitude is to practice gratitude. What do you say?
Well, I'm very grateful that you said that. You know, there's are times, you know, it has been many of the great spiritual teachers have said that they anticipate at some point we will have a moneyless society. And now look at how many people have a head start.
Yeah, really. And find a place of flow. That's another thing to keep your head.
Oh, yes, I've been to flow. I've been to flow place. She's got quite a place.
Yeah, everybody's flowing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's very fluid. It's the current.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
but
listen,
we have to be careful.
That's, flow is very, very important. One of my sayings is, if you push the river, you're up the creek.
Oh, you're so great. And then it says, smile more. Do you know how hard it is to get, it's not hard to get people to smile, but we have to smile more. Even when we're being robbed, we keep smiling. What do you think, Swami?
Even when we're being robbed, actually that was a big problem over in, years ago I went to Sedona and they were in the midst of a new age crime wave. When the muggers would hold people up, they'd say, why did you create this? And when they leave, they say, thank you for sharing. So if you want any situation can be done with a smile. And, you know, the easiest thing, of course, people don't realize it, but if you actually turn the corners of your mouth upward in the smile, even if you're not feeling it, your body thinks you're happy and creates these happiness hormones. So what I call it, the levitational pull, is what pulls up the corners of your mouth. That's
beautiful.
What it's called.
Beautiful.
And you get more smileage on your corner.
Yeah, you get more smileage. And it doesn't cost any money either.
Not
you
most
know what,
places.
I did
it doesn't
something
cost
of...
money. To...
Sorry?
No, it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah. I was walking down the street, and I apologize for saying this, but it just bothered me when I seen this miserable look on this woman's face. And I said to her, "Don't be so miserable." And she turned around and laughed. I'm telling you the truth.
Well, you actually opened her clown chakra.
Or some chakra.
Oh, you opened her clown chakra. You actually... You know, she had a case.
I love it.
No, she had a case of hemorrhoids, and you healed it. Very good.
Yeah. This
shock
one,
therapy.
And then, simple things you can do today that will make you happier, okay? It says exercise more. Well, how can that make you happy to exercise more? And then 7 minutes might be enough. So I can walk around the block. That's it.
Well, you know what? If you exercise restraint, sometimes that makes you happier. You exercise discretion. You exercise caution. That could make you less happy.
Yeah. And this one, too. Move closer to work. You know, a short commute is worth more than a big house. Is that not true?
A short commute or a big house? Well, I'll tell you, how many people out there would like to live in a short commute?
I don't know.
I'd say a little house would be better even than a short commute.
Yeah.
Unless you like living on the train back and forth.
Okay, and meditate. Rewire your brain for happiness. But happiness is something, is to me, to be blunt, is a state of mind.
Well,
what
that's why
you
have
that?
To rewire yourself. You have to rewire yourself for happiness so that your synapses are synapsing different.
Yeah. Now, the bad news, there is no key to happiness.
Oh, and the
good news is, it isn't locked.
That's right. That's very good. You unlock the key to happiness. And that's it. We have it in ourselves. A lot of people, because we live in a materialistic society, there are people out there who are actually envious that other people might be happier than they are. And, of course, Sigmund Freud called this happiness envy. Somebody's happiness might be bigger than mine, you know, they think. But no. We generate happiness as an inside job. It glows from the inside out. And, anybody, you know, I'll tell you something. Are you familiar with the Kinsey Report?
Tell me something, Swami.
Okay, remember the Kinsey Report? You know what that was? Back in the 1940s and 1950s, a researcher named Alfred Kinsey went and did all of this sexuality research. And until that time, people had never really been asked questions about their sexuality. And so he is interviewing this one man, and he asks him, "How often do you have sex?" The man says, "Once." And this man, he was like glowing. He was glowing with happiness. He was like gold. He was like a child. He was just glowing with happiness.
Oh.
And Kinsey said, "How often do you have sex?" And the man says, "Once every 6 years." Kinsey says, "Once every 6 years? Why are you looking so happy?" He says, "Because tonight's the night."
Oh, I like that. Yes. Well, anyway, that is really good.
Situational comedy, we call that.
Yeah. So, however, you know, there's many holy words you can read. However, many you can speak. what good will they do if you do not act upon them? And that was from Buddha.
Buddha acted upon somebody? Who did he act upon?
I didn't hear you.
What
you
did
have
Buddha
to...
say?
Buddha says, however, many holy words you read, however many you speak, what good will they do if you do not act on upon them? And my answer is, it's time to walk our talk.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree.
I'm going to make sure
I'm a Buddhist, you know.
Oh,
I'm
so am I.
Oh, yes, I wear boots all the time.
Yeah, and I have the laughing Buddha sitting in the near the television.
Well, he's obviously watching comedy. Well, the laughing Buddha, you have to the TV on constantly so he can watch comedy, of course.
Yeah.
But anyway, how is he going to stay laughing?
You're so great, Swami Beyond Ananda. Listen, sometimes I'm going to get into a little one here. Let's see. Being considered crazy by those who are still victims of cultural conditioning is a compliment. Yes, people used to say, you're crazy. And I would say, thank you. That means
right.
I can do anything
compliment.
I want and get away with it.
Well, that's what they call complimentary medicine.
Yeah,
you look
exactly.
Very nice tonight. That's very healing to say that.
Yeah.
I love that tie. Complementary medicine.
I love it.
Like the placebo effect, yeah.
And then this monk is, if you don't fit in, then you're probably doing the right thing.
Well, it depends on where you want to fit in. I'm telling you that, you know, because sometimes it makes sense to fit in. You know, you want to fit into your clothes. You want to fit into your car. You want to fit into a parking spot. So if you cannot fit into a parking spot, how is it that you're doing the right thing?
You're right. You're absolutely right. Now, this is a title called Freak. You know what a freak is? A person
what?
Who is envied because they are a fabulous, unique individual that can kick ass and has no need or desire to follow the flock.
Well, no freaking flock follower, that's for sure. So the freak doesn't follow the freaking flock, huh?
He's a
like,
flock freak,
flock
that's what he is.
I'm not going to follow this freaking flock.
That's a flocking freak.
Every Tom, Dick, and Harry follows the freaking flock, not me. I'm on a flocking freak instead. Yeah, I agree. Good idea. Don't follow that flock.
Okay. You're the only one that makes me laugh. So
I'm sorry about that. Oh, yeah, I'm glad I make you laugh.
Okay. Now, hey, the latest thing is Moses in our generation, this future generation, has made the 11th and 12th commandment. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Swami?
No, but you're going to explain it to me.
I'm going
to
tell
actually,
you.
You know, back in the day, you know, I don't know if you ever remember this, but in the old days when I was studying with my guru, Hari Kon Baba, the garments under saint, I would go there for Passover. We would eat these matzahs. And I have to tell you something. You don't go to the bathroom after eating matzahs. You know, so they actually had to invent something called Moses brand laxative. You know what their slogan was?
What?
Let my people go. Comes in two big tablets, yes.
Tablets. What I want to share with you is I wish you to possibly make the 13th commandment. We've got the 11th
okay,
and
what
12th
is the other two?
Modern. So I'm going to tell you what the 11th commandment is.
Okay, what
is Moses here holding two tablets, okay? And the 11th one is be cool. The
well, that's one way to combat global warming, that's for sure. Yes, go ahead, number 12.
Yeah. The 12th one is don't be an asshole.
Oh, well, listen, you know, if it weren't for assholes, we'd all be full of shit.
You're right.
Oh, yes, let's celebrate those assholes.
Oh, yeah.
Everything has a place, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So tell me, what would you say would be the 13th commandment? Can we just jump at it? I don't know.
Well, you know, I actually know that on the eighth day, God saw the world was funny and created laughter. So the 13th commandment might be, it's a joke, laugh.
Okay, so here we go with the closer to the frequency that you are to your source, the better you feel.
Oh, now wait a minute. Now hold on, just a second. Now, do freaks have greater frequency? does a freak have more frequency than the rest of the freaking flock? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, but remember, they're flocking freaks.
Okay, well, freaks are the feather flock together. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So say more about the frequency. That poor guy's frequency was every 6 years, so you know how that works. Yeah.
By the way, is this your night? Is tonight the night?
Oh, well, that is something that is very, very private. You know, I have to tell you something. As a Swami, I was celibate for 14 years. But when I turned 15, I said, enough of that.
Well, you wouldn't believe it. The secretary of my dentist's name is celibate. She got so many children, I think she's a liar.
Her name is celibate? That's her name?
Honest. Celibate is her name.
Oh, my God. Well, hopefully somebody will be willing to buy a bit, huh? If she is selling a bit, somebody has to be able to buy a bit.
Yeah, exactly. You are so right. Okay, sometimes you can't explain what you see in a person. It's just the way they take you to a place no one else can.
Well, that depends on whether you want to go to that place or not. You know,
There's
all kinds of places that people would want to take me that I wouldn't want to be taken.
Exactly.
That makes any sense. Yeah.
Okay, next one. It does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you do not stop.
Well, I guess that's true. I cannot argue with that. But it depends, of course. At some point, you want to stop. You have to have lunch. You have to go to the bathroom. All these reasons to stop.
Yeah, or so maybe you want something to eat.
You know, I mean, if you actually can go while you're going, then you won't have to stop.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. A lot of
as
people,
long as you
I'm
know where you're going,
how these
right?
people doing these marathons, do they just go while they're going?
Yeah, but maybe it's,
swimming in
maybe
the pool,
they're flocking
they
the
just keep going. Do they go? Maybe they go so they don't have to stop. Anyway, enough of that.
Love creates miracles, heals all wounds, and purifies all lower energies. So when I saw this, love creates miracles, heals all wounds, and purifies all lower energies, I put on, would you believe unconditional love?
That song.
Right?
Give me your unconditional love. Great song.
Yeah. I know. I love
That's
it.
Right. Yeah, and you know, that is one thing. I believe in unconditional love. My slogan is, if you buy one of my tapes or books, I promise to love you unconditionally.
Can you name some of your books, the latest book that you have written? Just a minute, I just must tell the people. Come on, call in, 347-826-7154. Okay, you haven't got
you need to threaten them. You have to say, if you don't call in, we're going to call out.
We're going to call you.
Just get the phone book. That's right. Just call people at random. That's
I'm going to get the phone book right now and call them. They're all in New York.
Well, you know, it's 10:15 in New York. So, you know, hit me. It is the city that never sleeps. Let's see if that's true.
Yeah, we'll find out, because you see, what happens is people come in when they want to come in on, into the archives and listen to the great Swami Beyondananda.
Oh, I see. So if anybody has a question for the future, they can ask it now.
Yeah. But I have to get to these people and say again, I'm going to repeat, did you have a pen in your hand, world? Write down 347-826-7154. Okay, you know what? We should have some people call us and let's help them out with their questions. Wouldn't you say, Swami Beyondananda?
Shall we ask them questions or shall we have them ask me questions?
Ask you and I, whatever, both of us.
Okay, well, I am wanted for questioning. That I'm all over the place they want me for questioning, so that's not too surprising.
Okay, once you made a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. Is this ever true?
Oh, I'm telling you, that's really, really true. You know, all you have to do is sit and meditate. You know, many, many years ago, we had a very, somebody organized one of my events who was a very powerful manifester. And the way that she promoted the event, she sat in her room every day for half an hour, and she imagined a room full of people. And you'll never guess what happened on the day of the event. We had a room full of imaginary people.
I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it does work, because I started thinking about the secret, because I saw it once and it didn't belong to me. So I started thinking, I got to get the secret. Can you believe I went to the secondhand store and there it was, the secret. Then I went
in
to
the
another
secondhand
store, and then there was another secret. So I've got two CDs on the secret, so I had to say to the higher force, that's enough. Enough secrets.
Enough secrecy. Okay, well, you know what? Now you can listen to it in stereo, one by each ear.
But it does work. I know it works, and I'm sure you know that it works too.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, never laugh.
It's no secret. It's no secret.
Yes, yeah, there's no secret to it. I don't know why they call it the secret.
Well, I think it's a secret. Well, you know what? I think when you tell somebody it's a secret, and then you tell them, then it makes it more special. But then, of course, when you tell them, it's not a secret anymore. So the first time the secret was unwrapped, it stopped being the secret. It became the well-known thing.
Well, that's good. So never laugh at or judge someone, because you never know. Someday you might find yourself in the same situation.
Oh, or situation even. Yeah, no, listen.
A situation.
Listen, I think judging is terrible. And people who blame, they are the cause of all the world's problems.
It's true. Just say to one of your enemies, like one of my sayings was, love your enemies. It will drive them crazy. I did not know. It's true. You know how to kill your enemies? Smile.
Well, that's right.
I can't
because
get over
that
one. It's so easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
it's
don't
like,
have to
it's
have a
like
gun, nothing.
Learning the appropriate use of arms, which is, of course, hugging.
Yeah. Do you remember Leo Buscaglio?
I remember Leo. I think he hugged me one time.
Yeah, he's a hugger like crazy. I had a funny joke once. It was a picture of Leo Buscaglio with his arms open, ready to hug one of those bulls that was coming towards him.
You know, I'll tell you what a big challenge to Leo would have been. You know, there are many people out there who are tree huggers, right? Well, you go down to Arizona and you take on one of those saguaros, you are a formidable tree hugger. You do that, and you have acupuncture as well.
Good. Now, this one is quite interesting that I'm going to read to you. The universe is not punishing you or blessing you. The universe is responding to the vibrational attitude that you are emitting.
Oh, well, I guess sometimes people emit, vibrational attitudes. I call it astral projection. You know that? Astral projection? It is comes with
great.
The vegan diet sometimes. Yeah. Comes with the vegan diet.
Yeah, okay. Okay, this is something that I believe. I refuse to grow up, Swami Beyond and On. I really do. So,
well, you're never too old to be immature. We know that.
Okay. I officially resign from adulthood. Decisions will be made using the eeny, meeny, miny, mo method. And arguments will be settled by sticking my tongue out. I'll be at recess if you need me.
Well, that's good. It depends on where you're sticking that tongue. I have to tell you something. But, you know, the idea of that giving up adulthood, you know, actually I think that our whole civilization is in the stage where we have to outgrow adolescence, because I think that given all of the mistaken ideas that we've been laboring under, our essence has been addled.
What was that last word?
Our essence has been addled. We have addled essence. You want to unaddle your essence, then I recommend laughing at yourself.
Amen. Now, people treat you is their karma. How you react is yours. So keep your circle positive. Karma, if somebody, to me, how people treat me, if somebody is putting me down, I still bow to them and say, thank you.
Yeah,
and
we could
do
that. No, I would do the same thing. You know, I would say something. You know, I say, listen, what people think about me is none of my business.
Yeah, that's good. That is so good. Now is the time to unite the soul and the world. Because you know the soul knows all. You know that, eh? Only the soul knows.
Yeah, of course. I know some, but not all.
Oh, no, your soul knows everything. Life is a school where you learn how to remember what your soul already knows. Make sense?
Yeah, my soul knows a lot.
I know it does.
Yeah. My, you know, we Buddhists, we all have soles on our boots, right?
Yeah.
And we have heels as well. And now there are people out there in the world who you would call a heel, but behind every heel is an unhealed soul.
Yes.
So
yes.
At my karma factory, my karma cleanse place, we heal souls and we even re-soul heals.
Yes. Now here it is again. I can't believe this. And you have to help me on this. I can't believe how to kill all your enemies. All you have to do is smile.
Well, I think what they're saying. I think what they're saying is that a smile can turn an enemy into a friend.
Oh, I like that.
But I don't think we're really killing anybody. We're simply killing attitudes.
That exactly. Of course, yes, sir. The past has no power over the present moment.
Oh, listen, I'll tell you something. I am living in the eternal now. I am in the now all the time. I am in all time at all times. I think they call that Alzheimer's.
Living in the now.
will be the wave of the future.
He said that. To me, the past is history.
Well, I know that. And the thing is, I was a futurist in a past life, so I should know.
Yeah, you do know.
I should know.
Yeah. The first to apologize is the bravest, okay? The first to forgive is the strongest. And the first to forget is the happiest.
Ah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, you know what I will always remember? You know what I will always remember? Forget-me-nots. I always will remember forget-me-nots. They just stick to you. You can't forget them.
You Swami Beyondananda. Freedom is being yourself without permission. How do you like that one?
Freedom is being yourself without permission. Well,
yes.
That's right. Who needs permission to be themselves? You see, that is why I am a Swami, is one who has mastered themselves. And I figure, who could possibly be a better me than I could?
Exactly. Yes. Okay, this one, Swami. Making 100 friends is not a miracle. The miracle is to make a single friend who will stand by your side even when hundreds are against you.
Wow, that's looking forward to something. I can't wait to have hundreds against me. No. I mean, a single friend standing by your side, I guess that would be true. I think that's, it's important to have people who are loyal. But then what are they standing for if they're standing by your side?
What are they doing?
That's what they're doing at your side.
By your side, even when hundreds are against you. What are they, hiding behind you or what?
That's
okay.
Right. Okay.
Every act of unconditional love echoes in eternity. You know what?
Wow.
It's so, to get to that point of unconditional love.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it takes a lot of conditioning to get there.
I know, does it ever? Okay. Each person in our life is a projection of a part of our soul that needs to be healed or celebrated.
Oh, now that's good. Healing the souls, resouling the heels. I think that's a great idea. So somebody, you know, I like the whole idea of, you know, we are each a reflection on each other. That means I could look at you and shave.
Good. Okay, you gotta love the people in your life who can make you smile when you really want to cry, because they are the ones worth everything. I don't even understand that one.
Well, no. I mean, listen, I'm better to laugh together than cry separately. That is very, very true. And you know what? When you are somebody who goes around lifting people's spirits, raising the corners of their mouth through the levitational pull, then people will look at you and they'll go, I'll have what they're having.
Yeah. You know, this is a true story. About 3 months ago, I was in a dress store, and this young girl, she was about 26, 27 years old, so pretty, no makeup, beautiful hair, just so pretty, everything about her. I had to tell her, you are so pretty and beautiful. And then I turned around and I said, you know what? My problem is some people are jealous of me. And she turned to me and said, I'm jealous of you. I said, you are? Well, you're such beauty that you're jealous of me? She says, you're happy and I'm not. This is true.
Wow.
I didn't even know I was happy.
Well,
how do you
compared
know if you're
to her,
happy
you probably
or not.
Were. Now, that's really very, very honest of her, recognizing that that there was something had lacking in what she had. And I think that we learn to be not grateful. Important to be grateful. There is a story my guru, Hari Kohen Baba, used to tell about this grandmother, Jewish grandmother, who the love of her life was her little grandson, Joshi, who was about 3.5 years old. And they're standing in the surf at Brighton Beach in Brooklyn, and a huge wave comes and knocks them over. And when she looks up, her grandson is gone. And she begins praying, "Oh, God, please return my grandson. He's the love of my life. I promise I will not fight with my daughter-in-law. Please return him." And all of a sudden, a big wave comes, knocks her over again, and there is little Joshi right by her side. And she looks at him. She looks up at the sky. She says, "No, he had a hat." So, anyway.
Very good. Excellent. This one is good because fear is not real. It is the product of thoughts you create. Now, danger is very real. So, but fear is just a choice. What do you say?
Oh, yes. You know, we get to choose all the time. All the time we get to choose, do we feed love or do we feed fear? And the good news is, love is more powerful than fear. Otherwise, we'd all be singing, "All you need is fear."
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. She fears you. Yeah. You know?
we can make a lot of songs of the fear.
Yeah.
But fear is a choice. It's amazing. That's amazing. You know, Dr. John Gray, the one men from Mars, women from Venus, man?
And lawyers are from Uranus. Yes, of course. Absolutely.
I had breakfast with him about 4 years ago at the airport. I was there, and I didn't know him that well. Didn't know him at all. But he said, "Sit down and have breakfast," because there was no place to sit. And I said to him, "You know what? I've got a fear. I better not tell you the fear, because it's too real." So let's forget about
that. Oh, you won't tell me the fear that you had? You're not going to tell
me the
fear?
I have no fear. No, I can't, because he agreed with the same fear. That's what bothers me, and maybe he might be upset about it.
Oh, my God. So who was it? Oh, John had the same fear that you did.
Yes.
Well, I have helped heal people of their fears. You know, there was somebody I met who had a fear of procrastination. I said, "No worries. Next time you get the urge to procrastinate, put it off." Another man. Now, this is true. He had an actual fear. He was afraid. He was very, very uncomfortable when he had to go to a men's room and urinate in front of other men. He says, "What should I do?" I said, "Simple. Turn around and face the urinal." Sometimes the answer is always the simplest answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so true. So it's a four-letter word. It means nothing. Fear. Have no fear.
Yeah.
But Dr. Gerald Jablonski came, I think it was 30 years ago. Love is letting go of fear.
Jerry Jampolsky. That's right.
Yes. He came up with that book. We got to mention your books, too, at the end. I want to, and how to get a hold of
you. Oh, or even a half of me would be okay.
Yeah, half of you or whatever, you know. Listen to this one. The greatest single cause of poor self-image is the absence of unconditional love.
Okay. Well, do you know what the
Zig Ziglar said that. I like Zig Ziglar.
I like that name, Zig Ziglar.
Yeah.
He was quite the Ziglar in the old days, I think. Although I haven't ziggled in quite a while.
You have to see. I get to people that are judging people that don't want to help other people get what they want, and which I love to help other people get what they want. I always put on the Facebook or anything that is negative, I say, you can have everything in life you want if you'll just help other people get what they want.
That's very, very
like,
true.
Yeah?
I think so. That was, I think, Dale Carnegie said that.
Really? Well, Zig Ziglar also said it.
Well, that's true. They probably were speaking from the same source.
I think he's in heaven now. I don't know.
I would imagine he did that, yes. Yeah. He's not walking on the planet. That's a Ziggler.
He's on my
screen. He is no longer ziggling.
He ziggled his way out.
Yep.
Yeah. And now, a healthy lifestyle is not just about what you eat. It is also what you consume emotionally, mentally, and spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I see this, it's not just about what you eat, a healthy lifestyle. It's not what you eat to me. It's what's eating you.
Well, I think that's really true.
Yeah, I really believe that.
That's right.
I always say to these people, you know, they're organic. I understand. I do eat organic. Don't get me wrong. But once every 6 months, I'll go into McDonald's and make sure that I'm healthy.
Well, that's right. If you want to work up your tolerance, you know. And after all, every one of us is organic.
You're right.
We're totally organic, except the parts of us that don't decompose.
Yeah. Okay. Listen to this.
Let's call some people out there. Let's get on the phone and make random phone calls, and we'll call out. I don't hear anybody calling in. We need to call out.
You know what? I think.
Okay. So fair warning: if you're out there listening, call. Okay. And if you don't have a question for me, I'll have a question for you. Huh?
Yes. Yes. I'll tell them again. 347-826-7154. The bottom line is some of these people are just listening, and after we get off the radio, then you see
all
these people
listening. Oh, yeah, we don't want to actually get off
listening.
The radio.
They're afraid to phone in, some people.
Oh,
well,
don't be afraid to phone in. No, this would be good. This would be great to have a conversation.
It would
Unless
be great.
Maybe the people who are listening simply are taking a vow of silence. That could be it.
Or they,
you know, people
they,
do that.
Maybe they're
people.
Shy.
They take a vow of, well, they could be shy. People take a vow of silence to release the stress in their lives. I do the exact opposite. Instead of not talking, I don't listen. That's what really reduces the stress in my life.
It's so true.
Not speaking, anybody can do that. Not listening, that is the secret.
You know, they have seminars on that. You know that. Seminars and called listening seminars. So people will listen.
Well
yes.
That's true.
It's true.
You know,
yes.
I know the NSA is listening, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay, and now, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Oh, you're an animal.
Well, I don't know what I am.
Only an animal could say that. Maybe that would be a beauty queen. Maybe you were misunderstood.
Yeah, maybe.
That would be a beauty queen title, misunderstood. Mistakes.
Yeah.
That was another one. That was the feminist steakhouse that didn't make it. Rival to Mr. Steak. Mistake. They never made it.
Did Mr. Steak make it?
Oh, Mr. Steak made it with Mistake several times.
Yeah. Okay. Be
they had a swap meet. They went to a swap meet where they actually swapped meat, you know. But that's a whole other story.
Yes, another story. It's good. Be a reflection of what you like to see in others, okay? If you want love, give love. If you want honesty, give honesty. If you want respect, give respect. You get in return what you give. That's the karma again.
That's right. That's right. And we are here to drive our own karma. I just traded in my old Dodge for an Evolvo.
This is one here that I like very, very much. Excuse me. I've been single for a while, and I have to say, it's going very well. Like, it's working out. I think I'm the one.
Well, you know, we always are, because that is who you're going to end up with all the time. And if you can't stand yourself, nobody else will either.
Yeah, and how to argue with yourself is very hard.
Well, you know, if you're a multiple personality, that could work.
Yeah. You never fail until you stop trying. Albert Einstein said this. You never fail until you stop trying. Can you relate to that?
Well, you know, I think I also like my friend Richard Stockton's quote, which was, if at first you don't succeed, change your definition of success.
Wow, love it. Now, this one, Hubert Reeves said this, man is the most insane species. He worships an invisible god and destroys a visible nature. Unaware that this nature he's destroying is this god he's worshiping.
God, that's very profound.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Very, very profound. You know, that's why I'm always curious about the people who are, you know, fundamentalist Christians but who believe in social Darwinism. Survival of the fittest.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to hear, after this last one we're going to sign off with, and then I want to, I'll tell you when we do it. The truth is, the universe will always take care of you. Yes.
Okay, well, it depends on what you mean by taking care of.
What, everything you needed to take care of. Let the universe, take care of it.
That sounds good. Well, you know, that's really, really true. You know, that is one of the key spiritual practices is surrender. So I surrender. The universe has us surrounded. Might as well surrender.
Oh, Swami Beyonder, you're so right. Surrender to... you know what I say to everybody? It's all up to the universe. Nothing
it's
you can
up
do.
To you,
all
universe.
Up to the universe.
Universe knows best.
You know what? The universe... I like the universe. That's
what
for
judge
sure.
do you have? And the universe loves you.
Yeah, and the universe loves you too, Swami Beyonder. Now tell us this new book that you're coming out with and how they can receive this new book you have. And the
I
title.
Don't have a new book. How about
the old
book?
Book
Maybe you're predicting something. I have a class. I have a class. And the class, if anybody is listening, I want to tell you about this class. It's called Wake Up Laughing and Leave Laughter in Your Wake. It is how to actually activate cosmic comic consciousness in your life, cure your humoroids, restore regular hilarity, and make you the kind of person that everybody wants to be around because you genuinely generate happiness. You'll learn about the joke. You'll learn about the architecture of humor. You'll learn about the alchemy of laughter. You'll learn how to humor yourself and others. And so you can do this. It's 8 weeks, 6 sessions over 8 weeks. And if you go to my website, Wake Up Laughing, and send me a note, I will tell you all about it. Wake Up Laughing.
I love it. That's www.wakeuplaughing.com. Amen?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but you said there was a book out that you have there. the last time I talked to you?
Well, I do have a book, a somewhat serious book. It is called Spontaneous Evolution, Our Positive Future and a Way to Get There from Here, written with Bruce Lipton.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, it is. It talks about the new story for humanity, and that's it's a good thing. We could use a good new story these days because the old story is just not working. It's obsolete.
Yes, and things are
it
changing.
It has outlived its uselessness, okay? So the new story is, instead of survival of the fittest, we have survival for all. We're all in this together.
Exactly.
And we're all cells in the same body called humanity. Hmm?
Yeah, that's for sure. It's been so wonderful, Swami Beyondananda, for you to be on this show. And all the people that are secretly listening and are afraid to talk to us, let them listen anyway.
Your secret is safe with me.
Oh, I like that. The
secret
is
safe with me. That's right. Beautiful. If you're actually listening, I won't tell anybody. I promise.
Okay. So you're going to be on our show next month or 2 months possibly again?
Oh, I think I'm going to put it way out there in the future because we have an infinite future out there, and I know that somewhere out there in the infinite future, we can do this again.
Oh, that's so beautiful because we have to live in the now, right?
Oh, yes, and it will be a later now, that's all.
Yeah, a later now.
I was on the show the earlier now prior, and I'll be on in a later now. Later.
That sounds really good.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So thank you for being on here and all the people.
Can we call people? Can we actually get on the phone and make some random phone calls and call out? Is it not too late to do that?
I would love to do that, but I haven't got any random phone numbers.
Oh, well... Don't you have a random number
generator my insurance
right there with you? We all
insurance
do.
Let me get them to listen.
Okay. Well, listen, I have to say, may the farce be with you. Namaste and namasko. Goodbye.
Namaste to you too, and thank you. Goodbye for now. Bye. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the wonderful Swami Beyondananda. As he said, wake up laughing. He has a class. So get a hold of him. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, and goodbye for now.